KTVB News Time, 7:53, 71 degrees in Tyler, 70 degrees in Longview. Folks, it is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTVB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas destination, south of Tyler off of FM 344. Well, Texas Republicans have sent a clear signal. They want results. In earlier times, the senior Republican senator from Texas could have held his seat for as long as he wanted. But John Cornyn, first elected to the Senate in 2002, after having garnered 77% of the Republican primary that year, just lost to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton by a staggering 25 points. Unthinkable as recently as 2020, when Cornyn enjoyed an approval rating of 62%, according to a UT Tyler Dallas Morning News poll. And further hard to imagine, considering that Ken Paxton has more personal and political baggage than an airport bag claim carousel. You can be certain the Democrats will do all they can to exploit that fact in the November general election against James Tallarico, who is going to have a mountain of out-of-state big donor cash supporting him, and against whom victory by Ken Paxton is by no means certain. The attack ads against Paxton are going to be vicious. I may be wrong, but here's my back-of-the-envelope analysis. When the history of this election is eventually written, the fact that GOP senators failed to pass President Trump's Save America Act, the bill that would require proof of citizenship and a government-issued ID in order to vote, may emerge as the decisive event that doomed John Cornyn's re-election. The SAVE Act is a prime example of an 80-20 issue, as in 80% of voters in favor of passage, that Senate Republicans can't seem to get done. You'll recall that they promised to repeal Obamacare if only we would vote them into the majority, which we did, yet Obamacare lives on. Trump-supporting Republicans, now the majority, have had it. The SAVE Act failure was primarily because Senate Majority Leader John Thune, along with other Republican senators, but notably not John Cornyn, were unwilling to kill the filibuster so that the SAVE Act might pass on a simple majority vote. I understand that reluctance. The filibuster has endured for as long as it has because both parties at one time appreciated its role in putting the brakes on heat-of-the-moment legislation. But I also understand that if today's far more radical Democrats ever retake control of the Senate, they'll kill the filibuster about 10 seconds after the swearing-in ceremony. If that takeover ever happens to coincide with Democrats regaining control of the House of Representatives, and please note the thin GOP majorities in both chambers, statehood for Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia, accompanied by an expansion of the Supreme Court to 13 justices, will quickly follow. One shudders. John Cornyn was a largely very reliable vote for Trump's agenda. But he suffers from being seen as an establishment Republican in a time when Republican voters are sick to hear, with the establishment standing in the way of getting the things that voters want done. That may not be fair to Cornyn, but no one ever said that politics is fair. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. These relatively mild days of May will soon be gone, pushed aside by the heat of an East Texas summer. Two words come to mind, carpe diem, as in seize the day. So here's what to do. Head for the grand tasting room at Keepersall today after work, and when you get there, go straight to the tasting bar and ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. As always, tell them I sent you. Your first taste is on me. Pick the wine you like, then maybe go grab a light bite to eat and take it all to the patio outside. Rain or shine, sitting outside enjoying a glass of wine and something to eat while looking at the rolling, lush green vineyard is a great way to unwind and a true balm to the spirit. Sit with your spouse or maybe some friends, sip, talk, relax, enjoy. Take me up on this, you'll find it all to be the perfect setup for a nice weekend. So, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.
Well, some of you have heard me offering a weeknight glass of wine to new visitors to the restaurant at Keepersall, and you said, Paul, I've been going to Keepersall for years on your recommendation. Where's my glass of wine?
Well, all right, fair enough. Do this. Make a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday evening reservation at the restaurant at Keepersall. Get there a little early and stop at the bar. Tell them that Paul Gleiser said to put a pregame glass of wine on his tab. They will pour you a glass from the Keepersall collection of estate-grown wines as a prelude to your dinner. And I don't have to tell you, what a dinner. The finest beef, simply and beautifully prepared, fresh, never frozen seafood, farm-to-table vegetables and sides, all in the estate house on some of the prettiest land in East Texas. Taken all together, it is the standard for fine dining in East Texas. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Reservations at keepersall.com.